How MP3 rewrote music forever. In the twilight of the 20th century, music still clung to its physical chains of plastic discs, vinyl grooves, and magnetic tapes. Each melody was captive, sealed in its fragile vessel like a genie in glass. But in the laboratories of Fraunhofer, engineers were quietly scripting a new future, a formula that would set sound free. The alchemy of audio. The moving picture experts, group audio layer, better known as MP3, was not simply a file format. It was digital alchemy. A compact disc once demanded 650 megabytes, yet MP3 could whisper the same song in just 325 megabytes, trimming away only what human ears would never perceive. It was mathematics turned to magic, igniting a cultural earthquake. The Napster Wars. In 1999, Sean Fanning unleashed Napster, and suddenly music became weightless, borderless, free. Teenagers traded entire libraries once worth fortunes. The record industry, long unshakable, now battled an enemy as elusive as thought. Lawsuits flew. College kids and even grandmothers became defendants. Yet for every Napster torn down, new platforms rose from the ashes. The empire was cracking. The phoenix from the ashes. Enter Steve Jobs. Instead of resisting MP3, he embraced it. The iPod redefined music as intimate and infinite. 1,000 songs in your pocket. iTunes transformed piracy into commerce, legitimizing the revolution with 99-cent tracks and unbundled albums. What began as destruction became rebirth. The quiet revolution's end. Today, MP3 is a relic, overshadowed by Spotify and Apple Music, where streams replace ownership and libraries dissolve into endless access. Yet its legacy endures. The MP3 proved that scarcity cannot outlast digitization, that sharing can outweigh hoarding, and that revolutions often begin not with banners, but with the quiet click of a download button.